Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to JolieKerr@gmail.com. With me, as always, is my partner in grime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave!
I can talk now?
Oh, now Dave's not talking to me.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Now
it's
Dave's
okay.
Not going to talk to me. I see how this episode is going to go.
Nope,
it's fine. You know what, Dave? I don't need you.
Fine.
You know why? Because we have a guest with us today. We have Kristen Lee from Jalopnik with us today. Hey, Kristen.
Oh, hey, everyone.
Hi, Kristen. I'll talk directly to Kristen.
Oh, okay.
Show. Oh, it'll. All right. You know what?
She's literally in the middle of us, too. Or is it going to be like,
we can make
tell
this that car ride
that I said.
We can make it that awkward car ride.
This sounds great.
I will turn this podcast around right now. We don't get it together.
We're going to get it together. So you guys, as you may have guessed, we're going to be talking cars today. We've got Kristen from my favorite car enthusiast site, Jalopnik. I love Jalopnik, even though I do not know how to drive a car myself.
That's okay. You don't need to know.
Therefore, I have never owned one.
You don't need to know any of that stuff to like us.
That's very true. Jalopnik is a very likable site.
I'm glad.
It's very funny. I love, my favorite feature is nice pricer crap pipe.
Oh, that's super fun, yeah.
Which I haven't seen in a while.
It's actually the first thing that ends up on the website. It runs
yeah, it's always
8 a.m.
first thing in the morning.
Every morning,
and
yeah.
Maybe I've just been missing it.
Maybe?
I think I've been missing it because Twitter changed its algorithm and is like force-feeding tweets it thinks I've missed overnight down my throat first thing in the morning. I think that's what's going on.
Because
I always did used to see it first thing in the morning, and I'd be like, oh, great, yeah, go look at the car. Do you know what this is, Dave?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so they find a used car that usually has something of interest about it.
Like it used to be John Voight's car?
Yes. Exactly.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, that would certainly be interesting.
I just wanted to see who watches Seinfeld here, and it's just me. That's a plot of a Seinfeld episode,
Dave,
where George gets a used car. Okay. It's John Voight. It's a different John Voight. He spells it with an H.
Dave, we talk about this all the time. I have watched the entire run of Seinfeld.
But, like, I just assumed...
When it originally aired, and I don't...
Before the show, I
that
asked
was
Jolie
20
the
years
last
ago.
Five movies she saw. And the most recent one she's seen is Exodus, starring Christian Bale
but not
and that
the
other
theater.
Guy.
I watched that at home.
That's way better for them paying for it at the theater.
Yeah.
I thought that the question was, what was the last movie I saw in the theater?
Just the three most newest movies you've seen. And one of them is Exodus. Which is also bad.
It was very bad, and we're going to have a lot to talk about in the bonus episode. But we have a lot to cover in this episode, so I want to get through it. Anyway, I'll finish telling you about nice price or crack pipe. So they put up a used car,
mm-hmm.
and they detail what the car is, and usually there are several photos and so on and so forth. It's great.
Yeah, we find them off Craigslist mostly.
Yeah, and then the commenters weigh in on whether they think that it's a good deal or a bad deal. So nice price or crack pipe. I don't know. It's just interesting, and you see all kinds of weird, very weird cars and interesting backstories. And
does the crack pipe one win more?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
It's usually crazy cars that are like super expensive, or sometimes they're not expensive. I don't really know what determines.
It's just that there's something of interest about them, and there always is something of interest. It's just a curious little thing. So anyway, I think you guys should all go check that out. Because it's neat to do a deep dive into people's enthusiasms, you know? I'm an enthusiast, so I appreciate other enthusiasts. All right, so today we are going to be talking all about cars. Before we get into it, though, we want to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person the Podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all of the packages we're offering and to select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we'd love to hear from you if there are rewards you'd like us to consider making available. And we do have some new patrons to thank this week, but I do not know their names because I forgot to plug them into the script this morning.
Want to make them up?
My bad. No, I'll just roll them into next week's thank you.
Big thanks to Chris Rock. Big thanks to Ramona Shelbourne, ESPN reporter. And really big thanks to...
Winona Ryder?
Yes, yes. Winona Ryder, actually the highest level possible, so I have to go on a date with her now.
Oh, good.
You know, I'm going to do it for the show because
thanks,
that's
Dave.
Part of the deal, but...
Thanks for taking one.
Thank you, Winona.
It's really, really big of you.
Got a lot of Heather's questions for you.
Good. I'd like to know the answers to a lot of those. All right. Well, this was good. So sorry, new patrons. I know you're out there. I just dropped the ball, and I will thank you next week, I promise. We should lead right into this question because we are going to have a lot to say to Will It.
Will It or Won't It? Sounds like a Bravo show.
It does, actually. Right. So, yeah. You're getting really good at this. See, I feel like you're on the precipice of becoming a Bravo super fan. You want to. You know you want to. Here's the thing, Dave. How am I going to make time for movies when there's so much quality Bravo programming in this great wide world of ours?
Time Turner.
Do you know how much Bravo I have watched? This week is the rollover week where they're winding up all of the wintertime shows and launching all of the springtime shows, and so there's a lot of overlap. I have watched so much Bravo that I described myself yesterday as being at the frothing at the mouth stage of rabies.
Oh my God.
See,
that's what it's gotten to.
That's the point of no return.
So good. No, it's so good. It's just a dream. So anyway, Will It or Won't It? Dave, you want to read Willett's question?
Oh, I thought you wanted to read it.
Do you want me to read it?
You said before the show started you were going to read the letters, so I...
No, I said we'll read the letters, meaning...
Wait. Okay.
You have to do your job, Dave.
Will It writes, Jolie... Hold on, I got to tilt this so I can get the right angle so I can read this. It's coming in weird on my phone this week. It's like, it's not like...
It's not turning?
Yeah, like it's weird, but it's fine. As a recent buyer of a brand new car, I want to make sure I do all I can to keep it looking showroom fresh. I've been scouring the internet for cleaning tips and advice.
You get it? Scouring the internet?
I don't get it.
Don't make me come over there.
Is that a reference from Exodus?
Oh, no, I'll go over there. Oh, my God.
Well, I think most of your stuff is more about how do I clean up after XYZ happened. I'd love it if you did an article about keeping your car clean and detailing it regularly. Cover what products to use on what areas, how often to wash the exterior, how best to prep for waxing, protecting the interior against inevitable spills, etc. Yeah, you're right. This guy doesn't really want to Google anything. He just wants everything spoon-fed to him. If you could tell me where to buy the car, too, that'd be great. I went back and listened to the podcast you did with Tavarish from a few years ago.
Tavarish.
Did I say it right? Oh. Yeah. So Freddie Hernandez used to write exclusively under the pen name Tavarish.
Is it Tavarish or Tavarish? I always thought it was Tavarish.
I think it's Tavarish.
Okay.
I was pronouncing it like John Tavares, the hockey player, with an ish at the end. That's how it read
yeah,
in my
I'm
mind.
Sure, I'm pretty sure
ask him.
I'm pretty sure I've heard him say it.
Okay, I've never asked him that. I work with him.
I know I've
this.
Heard him say it because he's been on my podcast at least twice, and he would have said it. We said it the first time. It's Tavarish.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Maybe I'm wrong, though.
I'm glad I know. No, I'm glad I know that.
Maybe he just didn't correct me. Mysteries.
Are we done?
Did you finish reading?
Oh, you jumped in. I thought we were done.
Oh,
Tavarish
yeah.
from a few years ago. It was great, and I want more. Thanks.
Okay, cool.
Will it or won't it be good advice?
It will be, because Kristen's going to give it.
What would you say is Willett's point
to that? Wow.
Get it? Willett's
yes,
point?
I do. I think that's a very regional joke, though. I don't think that's going to play outside of New York.
My jokes don't play anywhere. So.
This is true. Okay, so I'm going to have, since we have Kristen here and she is the expert, I'm going to have her bear the brunt of this question. I have my own notes. You will not be alone in answering this question. I have full notes. But I do want to say that Willett makes a good point that most of my columns are I'm pointing.
You said bullet point. That's great.
Oh, I did. I was pointing. I thought that's what
way
you were.
To do it.
That's what you were excited about. So let's say he does make a good point that most of my stuff is, you know, oh shit, this happened. What do I do now, Jolie? But my book, if I may plug it, which I may because this is my show, actually gives the stuff that he's looking for, which is the what do I do before I've made a big mess. And there is a full chapter on cars in my book, which is very weird for me to think about now. Like if I were outlining that book now, I would not have dedicated an entire chapter to cars. And I know why I did it. There was a reason for it, but I wouldn't do that now. But it is there. There's a whole big, huge chapter all about how to clean a car exterior, how to clean a car interior, how to anticipate messes, and then there are disaster stories, none of which involve butter, because I wrote the book before the butter questions started coming in. So anyway, Willett, I think that you should go buy my book. It's called My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You can get it on Amazon. That's my plug. All right, Kristen, I have to tell you something.
What's up?
I'm shook. Is yesterday I fell into an auto enthusiast forum rabbit hole.
Oh, no.
Which that's not why I'm shook. That happens from time to time. Then I discovered car detailing how-to videos on YouTube.
Yes.
And I asked Twitter to come save me from myself because it was bad.
And what did Twitter say?
Twitter was like, nope, stay in there, Jolie.
Yeah, it's Twitter.
Yeah, it's Twitter.
No mercy.
No, yeah, there was no sympathy for me at all. But as I was on this deep dive, I fell into some kind of corner of auto geek. And what I'm hoping is that you say auto geek is rubbish and you shouldn't listen to anything they have to say. Because the thing that shook me to my core... Shook me...
Like an oyster?
Yeah, I shucked myself.
That's your
business. Sounds like something else.
Whatever you do in your free time is your free time. No judgment here.
The thing that shook me to my core was that I found a how-to article. It wasn't a video. It was an article on how to wash the exterior of a car, and the instructions that they gave were literally the exact opposite of the instructions that I know to be true.
Well, we'll see what my instructions are, and then maybe we can duke it out.
Okay. So let me. Should I tell you what they said to start with?
Okay.
It was the thing they said to start with. That
what did they say to start with? I feel like it's very okay. What is it? I'm curious now.
They said to start with the wheels. And
what was the reasoning for that?
That I think it was that they were the dirtiest part. Like it was just. It was so opposite of everything I know, which is that you work top down for two reasons. One, you work in sections. You start on the top, you wet, you wash, you dry. Then you move down into the sides. Because if you started at the bottom and went up, all of the runoff would go onto the sections that you just washed.
Right,
and
so then, the listeners can't see this, but I'm nodding furiously.
Yes, she is
this
nodding
is right.
Furiously. I feel much better now. And then, specifically, that you leave the wheels until the end because there's so much grit and dirt on them that it will get onto your mitt. And if you get grit on your mitt, which there is a joke in my book about grit on the mitt because I, you know, never met a rhyme or a pun I didn't love, that then can scratch the paint job. So you always want to leave that for the last. And then Auto Geek is telling me, no, no, no. Wheels first. And I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with wheels
good.
First.
Okay, then I
don't
better.
Agree. There is a caveat to it, though.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm just going to start because
yes,
it'll logically get into that.
Yes.
So a few things to keep in mind when you're keeping your car clean is that nothing should touch the car ever. So I'm talking, don't put your coffee on the car. Don't put your book bag on the car. Don't put your purse on the car. Don't lean on it. Don't, oh my God, write signed papers on the car. I saw this a couple days ago and it made me want to scream. And the reason for this is anything that touches the car has potential to scratch it. So that's why no one's allowed to touch my car.
Okay.
Which is super weird, but I'm like, oh, don't fucking touch it. because you're going to scratch it. Basically.
I like that.
And if they don't scratch it, you know, if they just put their skin on it, the dirt that's already on the surface can drag and you can scratch it that way. Mm-hmm. So just, like, don't touch it.
Okay.
What kind of car do you have?
I have a Mercedes.
Oh. I was hoping you'd be like a 1984 Honda Civic, and it's...
Even if I had a 1984 Honda Civic, the rules would still apply.
Okay.
We don't want scratches.
Good. I like that.
So you kind of have to live with that mindset, and it's kind of a hard mindset to live with because I feel like not a lot of people have that mindset because for a lot of people, cars are just an appliance. Mm-hmm. So for those
people...
That's
such a good way to put it.
Yeah, so for those people, maybe this podcast isn't for them because those people don't really care the most in the entire world about keeping their car really shiny and showroom looking. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I do, which is kind of annoying to prevent dings and scratches, is I park really, really far away from the entrance of wherever I'm going.
Okay.
Especially places with shopping carts. Because people don't put those things away, and if it's windy, there's a chance that they could blow towards you. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more traffic congestion toward the front of the parking lot closest to the entrance of the store. So it's just easiest for me to park in a lonely spot off in the corner and no one will park next to me.
Okay.
Basically. So those are a few things that, you know, you can keep in mind to keep your car scratch or dent free. And when it comes down to washing, I do agree the top to bottom thing is super important because logically everything will come down. So you don't want to clean down and then wash the top and then you contaminate.
Right.
Your space
that
you've already
cleaned. The whole thing that you just cleaned. You just have to clean it all over again.
Right. I would save the wheels for last. Mm-hmm. I haven't read the Auto Geek article, but I would be curious to see what kind of wheel washing we're talking about. Because if it's just soaping, then I would say soap the whole car, wash the car, and then spray off the wheels, mm-hmm. and then spray off the car again. Because when you spray the wheels, you're inevitably going to spray up more gunk onto your car. One point you said about the sponge in the car is also actually a very important point, is you should definitely separate your materials. So you should have a dedicated rim sponge.
Okay.
You should not be using the sponge that you use on your rims on anywhere else, any other part of your car, because you can wash the sponge as much as you want, but it's contaminated and it's brake dust and all that stuff. So it's just easier to have a separate sponge for it.
Okay.
So we get into washing. When I wash my car, and I hand wash my car as often as possible, but it's kind of hard because I live in New York City and there's not really a place for me to do that. Yeah. It was easier when I was living in the suburbs in New Jersey. I could do it maybe once a month hand wash. And then some people don't agree with me, but I do take it to automated washes. Mm-hmm.
I love a car wash.
Yeah, they're not... If you can get a brushless...
I was a little girl. If my dad comes back on, Dave, we'll have him talk about what I was like in the car wash as a little girl.
Did you go through the wash? Like, you didn't come out and watch them wash it? You stayed in the car while they washed it?
Yeah, it was the kind where you drove through the conveyor belt, you put it in park, and then you rolled you through, and the Muppety flaps would come with the suds, and then the blow dryers would come, and... Oh, I'm just excited just thinking about it.
And then, like, 8-year-old, you got out of the car. I was like, here's what you're doing wrong.
I mean, that's me now. I don't stay in the car. I stay on the outside, and I watch them like a hawk to make sure they don't mess up.
Just tap them on the shoulder. No.
Well, no. Here's what you want to do. This is the automated one. I'm not talking about humans. I'm talking about the machine.
This is the automated one.
Oh. What are you going to do if it fucks up? You're going to tell the brush to stop?
No, I'm going to call management and raise hell.
Oh, okay.
This brush is 6 inches too short.
I'm scared of Kristen. I don't want to get on her bad side.
This is great. I'm going to watch it. It's like Captain America Civil War, where Captain America and Iron Man are now going to battle it out while I just hang back and watch. This is great.
But I do take it to an automated car wash. It's just, it's easier, it's faster. I've never had a problem with them in the past. Some people will disagree with me, but you know what? Time is money. So I do that.
Yeah. Dave and I are freelancers. We know that better than most.
Time is money and jelly beans.
That's right.
Yes.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes. Listeners, we have more jelly beans today. I've bought Dave two different kinds.
That could literally be anything.
They're the big ones. They're the big ones, and then they're the small ones.
Yeah, the big ones gush.
Big ones gush. The small ones are sour.
Are they gushers?
Yeah.
Gusher jelly beans?
Yeah, they're Brock's.
That's a thing. They're not like Gusher brand, but like they will.
That's the idea.
They're like cum gum. Yeah. Wow. We'll talk about those more in the
Okay, when I shut up, I'm going to have one of those.
All right. When I'm talking about the butter in the car, you can eat the jelly beans. Okay, so let's...
But, yeah.
Okay, so you do go through the car wash.
I would recommend washing your car once a week if you drive regularly. If it rains or snows really badly, maybe leave your car at home, but wash it more often. And especially if there's salt on the road, make sure you check the box for undercarriage wash, because that's a thing that a lot of people forget to do. Mm-hmm. And what happens is a lot of salt can build up in places that you can't see it, and that's what causes a lot of rust and corrosion and all that terrible stuff. It's like car cancer.
Yeah.
And should be avoided at all costs.
Car cancer, I love that. I haven't heard that one before.
That's my view on rust.
That's really good. That's a really, really
You can try to get rid of it, and sometimes it comes back, and then it spreads, and it's terrible. Yeah. It's stressful.
Yeah.
Anyway, so washing, so you've wet the car, and you've kind of gotten the dirt, lifted it a little bit, and one of my readers actually sent me this tip after, here's my plug, I wrote a piece about detailing a car on Jalopnik. I don't know how I'm going to tell people to find it, but it's there.
Do you know the post title?
Yeah, it's called
called
How to Spend a Glorious Summer Afternoon Detailing Your Car or something like that.
How did I miss this? When did you write it?
Over the summer.
Oh.
It was like when I first started over the summer.
Okay.
I was thinking about stuff to do.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was something that I do normally, and I'm like, I can blog about it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one of my readers suggested having the two bucket system, which I thought was genius. So when you wash your car, you have your hose and you fill the bucket up with car soap. There's dedicated car soap.
Yes, I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, no, don't. Some people are like,
I've even
dish
put a
soap.
Star by it. It says car wash soap.
Yes, car wash soap. You can use. So I
don't
was always told dish.
Don't
I was always told soap. Don't use dish soap because it's really, really bad. Then other people were like, you can as long as you, you know, treat the car afterwards. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, how about we just don't use dish soap?
Yeah, exactly. So wait, let's explain to the people why they should not use dish soap. So most people who don't know a whole lot about cars and are just like, okay, let's go out and wash the car. Put a splurt of dish soap in a bucket, fill it up with water, hose the car off. You know, they start working with their sponge and the dish soap. The reason you don't want to use dish soap is it'll strip the wax off of the finish, and then you would have to reapply your wax. So if you use, so it's fine to use the dish soap, but you're going to have to do a whole other step because you're going to have to apply a whole new coating of wax to the car. If you just get car wash soap, which costs like $6. It's not, this is not like a huge investment. Then you can wash the car and you won't have to worry about redoing the wax job.
Basically, and I'm just going to preamble this by saying I don't have any particular favoritism when it comes to different brands of materials. I just have been using what I've been using and I haven't finished it yet. So I still keep using.
Right.
So right now I'm using.
You have the Meguiar's, right?
Yeah, I use Meguiar's and also I use Griot's Garage car soap.
Okay.
It comes in a big tub and you read the instructions. You say, all right, this much water, this much soap, and you fill it up. But before you do that, just make sure the bucket that you're using hasn't been used for like cleaning floors or anything like that. It might have residual chemicals in it or has held, I don't know, sand. Just anything that can scratch your car, just keep it away. It's a lot of common sense. You might have to buy extra material for it, but it really just comes down to common sense. Don't use household cleaning agents on your car.
Right.
Usually that's very bad. And the two bucket system is you fill one with soapy water and you fill one with clear water.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is when you're soaping from top to bottom, you put your sponge in the soapy water and you rub it on top of the car. And then you take that sponge again and put it in the water bucket to discharge any extra grit and everything, so you're not putting it back in the soap water. And then so after that, you take the sponge, put it in the,
Oh, that's so clever.
Yeah, it's a little more labor intensive.
Yeah, it's very obsessive and nerdy, and I really like it.
Oh.
See, this is why I like Jalopnik so much, right? Because, like, they're a subset of my people, you know?
Which is obsessive, nerdy, clean.
Yeah, but
I mean,
I'm the
clean one.
Oh, you're a clean person too. Yeah. We have a lot of talk.
Much to talk about.
I'm sad we never overlapped. I feel like we could have had a whole like extravaganza, like a Deadspin Jalopnik Hootenanny.
I would love to do that. Maybe I'll
come back at some point and we can make that happen.
So I listen to them talking in their pod and I don't understand 90% of what they're talking about.
The Deadspin pod?
Yeah, I don't know sports.
I don't know sports. I know what they're talking about because I know them, but
I have no idea. They're like arguing about a play or whatever they're called. Like, I don't know.
So Dave's a sports writer too. Dave sort of comes to me from that universe.
Mm-hmm. So you guys speak a language I don't.
I do and I don't. I have worked in a lot of sports journalism outlets, so I suppose I do speak more of the language than I think I do. Bravo is my sports.
Okay.
Bravo is my sports.
What does OBP stand for?
I don't know.
I was hoping you'd.
Is it a hockey thing?
No, it's a baseball thing.
Oh, I don't know.
On base percentage. Sorry. Just wanted to see how sportsy you are.
No, not that sportsy.
Okay.
Not that sportsy.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Also, one more obsessive thing that I forgot to mention. When you get started, when you're washing your car and you're hand washing it in your driveway, try not to park in direct sunlight because
that's on my list too.
Dries the water really fast and it makes water marks, and then you go back and you're like, I have to wash it all over again.
And one other thing that's related to that. This is also in my book, and I was like, that was a really bad joke, Jolie. I can't believe that you committed that to print. I had like a list of all the things that you need to wash your car, and the last thing on the list was a cool car. And I followed it by saying, when I say a cool car, I don't mean like
a Ferrari.
Yeah, I mean like cool to
like
the touch.
Temperature-wise.
Yeah.
Like
cool. Yeah.
Cool.
Because it's for the same reason that if you're car, if it's been sitting out in the sun, if you've just been driving it, if it's out in the sun when you're washing it, the suds will dry on it before you have a chance to wash them off.
Right. And
you don't
want
that.
It ruins my life when that happens.
Yeah. I bet.
And before you start, take off all jewelry, rings, bracelets, watches.
That's so good.
Any dangly metal stuff.
Those details are so good.
Yeah. It's just, like, you don't want to knock anything against the clear coat or the paint that could just risk another scratch.
Right.
So just remove all that stuff. Just bare hands. We're not fancy. We're not going out. We're cleaning a car. So after you soap it and you rinse it off. You soap it and then rinse it off with your two-bucket system. And then you can get to the rims. So you use your dedicated sponge to wash the rims. And if you can't reach all the little areas and the nooks, crannies, in between the lug nuts or whatever, you can get a small brush that's also dedicated for that. You can use Q-tips. Q-tips are amazing for getting into those little places that your fingers can't reach.
Mm-hmm. How much time should I budget? Because I feel like this is like an all-day thing.
It's the better part of an afternoon kind of thing. Yeah. So this is like a full detail. This doesn't have to happen every month. I mean, I do a detail once every 6 months. But that's because my car lives in a garage and I usually don't drive it when it's snowy and disgusting out. So sometimes it's once every 3 months. The times that I detail it are usually once in the early fall, late fall, early winter, just before the first snowfall and the salt comes. And then one more time after the winter really ends.
Right.
So I'm actually coming up on it soon.
Which is why I wanted you to come this time of year.
Right.
So we're doing, for April and May, most of the podcast episodes are dedicated to spring cleaning topics for obvious reasons. And one of the things that I really wanted to hit during spring cleaning was cars, because actually it's maybe if you own a car, I mean, I don't, so it's not important for me to do this. But if you do own a car, it's probably one of the most important things of all the things you own that you need to spring clean. The amount of damage that the car sustains in the winter just from road salt, sand, grit, colds is, you know, for most normal people, you don't even realize it's happening. For Kristen, she knows what's happening, and it's making her crazy.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat sometimes at night because you had a dream your car was scratched? Because I feel like you're really, you don't want to use, a car scratch would be the one.
Is
of
it
the
like
top
embarrassing
three.
That that's happened?
No, it's amazing.
I had a feeling.
Amazing.
Because like
this
every
totally
time,
because
like you're like reading from your notes and you're very calm, and then you get to the part where you say the scratch, and you're like, scratch it.
Yeah. Like it's awful. People, God. So I'm in the parking lot and I watch people and they've got their keys dangling from their hands and they just like hit it against the car. It's the most un-okay thing in the entire world. People who like put papers or sign documents on the trunk, that's not an okay place to sign documents. Someone put a coffee on top of my car once and I freaked out at them. And they're like, it's okay, it's on the sunroof. I'm like, that's only a little more okay.
That's actually worse because they somehow knew about your rule and they were still breaking it.
Yeah, they were like, oh, no, that's fine.
They were like looking for a loophole.
It's like, oh, it's glass. It's different. I'm like, no, my rules.
No.
I want to like watch you from your window, watch your car like on a street when there's like kids playing hockey in the street and you're just, they're like,
I will go
car.
And ruin their game. I will. Like, they'll find a new place. I have to get new paint. There's a difference.
A local woman was arrested Thursday for assaulting 12 six-year-old children.
Oh,
outside.
See, that's under the assumption that I got caught.
Yeah, I also think she's sneaky. I think she's going to get away from it. I think she's going to evade the long arm of the law.
She'd be like, prove it. What person would do something like that?
What person is crazy enough to do that?
This little girl, she looks so nice. It couldn't have been her.
These kids are just making stuff up with their wild imagination.
They are lying.
All right, you guys, listen. On that note, this is a good time for us to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about car interiors. We'll answer a few more questions. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Julie Kerr. Dave and I have been talking to Kristen Lee of Jalopnik about cleaning cars and about how no one should ever touch Kristen's car. I feel like after this show, no one ever will because you're so serious about it.
I am really serious.
Like, I feel like you're terrifying the listenership, which is good. We should terrify them. This is what we aim to do.
It's not even touching it. It's just the thought of somebody touching it. It's somebody coming within like a 6-foot perimeter with like loose jewelry or keys.
So when
okay,
my coworker,
so we're still, yeah, we're still dealing with this question.
Yes.
This guy who wants us to spoon feed him instructions on how to care for his new car that he's gotten. We've gotten through washing.
Washing. So after you've washed it. Oh, by the way, keep a huge stack of microfiber towels. Regular bath towels won't do it because they actually leave fibers all over the cars. So you need to get dedicated microfiber towels. And they're awesome because they're super absorbent and they actually do pick up dirt when you wipe them across the car.
Yes. And they're machine washable, but you need to know how to machine wash them.
Yeah, you can't wash them with everything else.
Yeah. So you have to wash them with like things. And you should never, ever, ever use any kind of fabric softener, liquid, or dryer sheets. And you should never use bleach. Using those things will basically render them useless because microfiber has a static electric charge to it. That's one of the reasons it's so good for cleaning. But if you use bleach or fabric softener, it will eliminate that static electric charge and they'll just be rags.
Speaking of, do you use microfiber to wipe at home? Because I do.
Mm-hmm.
They're amazing for dusting because I used
to use
regular towel to dust and we just push the dust around.
No. I use microfiber. Actually, I'll give a shout out to my pals at Casabella. They make great microfiber cleaning products and they just sent me a whole bunch. They send me like every couple of months, they'll just send me like a whole care package of new stuff.
That's
and they
awesome.
Just sent me a huge stack. So next time I get a big stack, I'll save some out for you.
Yes, send them over.
I'll
can never have enough.
Drop them off for you. Yeah.
I keep a bag of them in my car.
Yeah. Okay. So where were we? So we've cleaned it. You know what we have not talked about yet, though? We haven't talked about bugs.
We
haven't talked about bug and tar.
I kind of just scrub that. It's like I grit my teeth and I scrub it with my microfiber sponge.
Okay. You don't use a bug and tar remover?
I've actually never tried it before.
Okay.
I can't speak to it.
So my best friend... I have my two who I talk about on this show all the time. Matt, the one who, I just found out, Matt used to drink Windex as a child. Mm. Yeah. I'm going out to visit him next week, so I'll come home with more great stories from that. So he's a big car person, and his dad was a big car person. And so a lot of what I've learned about car cleaning, I learned from Matt and his father, Mel. And one of the things was Matt is, like, very, very particular about making sure that he always cleans off any bugs and tar because they're acidic and they will will eat through the paint job. And he suggests using the Turtle Wax Bug and Tar Remover.
Yeah, I've heard that stuff is really good.
So, and to use that, just so you guys know how to use it, you know how I'm always on you about let the product do the work for you? This is one of those places where you do need to let the product do the work for you. So you'll apply it to the bugs, let it sit for a minute, time it on your phone. A minute is longer than you think. Just wait, let it do its work. Then you go in and you buff it out with your cloth.
Yeah, the same goes for bird shit.
Yes.
You should never let bird shit sit on your car because that is acidic.
It's so acidic and it's so bad for it.
Yeah, which is also why I don't park under trees.
Yeah, don't park under
trees. It's so hard being me. It's really hard.
I hear from a lot of people who, you know, their parking space is under a tree and they're just like, it's this constant struggle. And I'm like, well, I get a... get a coat for the car. You know?
Get a car cover.
Yeah.
Tree sap, that's also a thing to look out for.
So if you guys are looking for information on any of those specific things, I wrote about tree sap for Town and Country. I wrote about bird shit on the car for Esquire last year. Actually, that was bird shit in the car.
How does bird shit get in?
A
like a convertible?
A bird got in the car.
No,
a bird got in the car and went...
Maybe the bird wanted privacy.
Went batshit.
You know? Get down in the back seat where no one's looking and just, just unleash.
So
good for the bird.
The bird has the whole world to unleash.
I know, it does.
It's very upsetting.
It's shy. Doesn't want to do it in front of his other bird friends.
Yeah. It's got a shy bladder. okay, so there's my spiel on the... Oh, I also wanted to say, Dave, you know how you love the product names?
Mm-hmm.
When Kristen was talking about her love of microfiber, there is a chamois on the market that under the brand name The Absorber. And
the
I
Absorber.
Love that. Yeah, I love that. I feel like it sounds like an X-Men character.
That's like I was going to say that sounds like a Galactus sub character.
Yeah. What's her name from the X-Men that touches you and then she takes your powers? It was played
Rogue?
By... Yes, Rogue.
I just rewatched all of those because I saw Logan and I was like, oh, well, we have to go back now.
Oh, finally, we can talk about Logan on the podcast.
We can talk about Logan.
Like another whole series of movies.
How long was that movie?
Save it for the bonus. We have not even gotten into our other questions. We're still on question one, so.
All right.
Okay.
So Willett needs everything answered for him.
I know. Well, are we ready to move on to the interior?
Not yet.
No, you still have more to say. Say it. That's what you're here for.
All right. So after you've washed everything, you got to dry. You can dry easiest way, microfiber towel. But if you have an air blower or a leaf blower, that's actually way better. The less you touch your car, the better. So I've used a leaf blower. It's amazing. You just blow all of the water off of it. It comes out all of the nooks and crannies. If you have, like, badging, water seems to, like, to stick to the insignia on the back of your car or something, things like that, inside the vents, inside the grills. So you just blow it out, and it's really fast. It's actually a lot faster than doing it with a microfiber towel. I don't own a leaf blower, so I can't justify buying one just for cleaning my car.
I feel like you could. I mean, you justify an awful lot in the name of keeping your car.
How much is a leaf blower?
I don't think they're that expensive.
Oh, but then you have to maintain it and get gas for it and everything.
No, that's true.
And I don't like to do that.
Okay.
And they're really heavy.
Fair enough.
I'm small and weak.
Okay.
So you're dry now, and you can stop here if you want, if you're just doing a hand wash or whatever. But if you really want to do the full detail, next step is to buff it. So you can use an orbital buffer, which is one of those things you can pick up from Target for like $20-25. And you plug it in, and it spins. There's a foam pad, and it spins. Mm-hmm. You hold it down. There are different covers you can get for the pad and
this
apply
was one of
the
videos I was watching yesterday.
Right,
I was watching them buff a window,
right,
a windshield with an orbital buffer.
Right,
and I was just watching Power Tools whoring for 14 minutes.
I can see how that could be. Like,
it was mesmerizing.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. A couple weeks ago, someone turned me on to the power washing subreddit.
Oh, my God!
I lost 2 full days of work to the power washing subreddit.
So you're just like watching like houses just get absolutely cleaned.
Yes,
by, like,
it was. I just could not stop. And then I sent it to the other, you know, they're the two best friends. There's Matt and Nicholas. I sent it to the other best friend, Nicholas, and he was like, "Why did you just do that to me?" He was like, "I'm never getting anything done ever again." And I was like, "I know. It's just so deeply satisfying. Can't help myself."
I power wash my back porch, my back porch area in my house in New Jersey. There was moss on it. It hadn't been done in 20 years.
Oh,
yeah.
That must have been so good.
It was amazing.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even eat. I worked for 9 hours. I didn't stop for food or...
That's like me in the grout raking. I raked the grout in my bathroom for like for like 4 straight weekends. And it was, it was like Chardonnay and Diet Coke fueled madness. No food.
Right. And then you step back and you're like, look at that.
Look at that. Oh.
And then you call everyone over. Like, look at this shit.
Look at what I just did.
Now nobody can walk on this for the next 20 years.
Yeah, don't step on it.
Well, they threw a party. My family threw a party on the patio after I finished doing it. And the kids were sitting on it and playing. I was like, that's because I did that.
That's right.
They would not be sitting on that shit if I didn't clean it.
So that was what I was watching. Oh, the best thing is I was so mesmerized by him buffing out the windshield that I didn't notice for almost a good 6 minutes that he only had one leg.
I don't mean to laugh about that. I'm laughing that you didn't notice about that.
I'm terrible for what you're saying, but that's how mesmerized that I was that I didn't even notice that the man was missing a limb.
Was that like the hook of the video? Is that like the...
No, it's just all of a sudden, six minutes in, I was like, that gentleman only has one leg.
We get lost in different types of videos on the internet, me and you.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, poor Kristen. Poor Kristen can't finish watching a car.
Sports highlights. What do you people? God.
And you won't watch Pete Rose talking about batting?
I'm not going to watch an 8-minute conversation about baseball. I'll watch 8 minutes of baseball. I won't watch eight.
It was way better than 8 minutes of baseball.
So I put the bat on the ball and I make contact. And
no, that's not what he was saying.
I keep my elbow tucked and then I swing the bat.
No.
Then I
you
gamble.
Swing through the ball.
Yeah, you swing through the ball. Keep your eye on it. Then you bet on it and then you get banned from baseball.
Bitch
and moan about it for 40 years. Like, you didn't do anything wrong, what you really did. And sorry, we got to keep going here. I know we can't stop for me to do a 20-minute bit on baseball.
No.
Sorry.
So you can use the orbital buffer, or as another commenter told me, you can get a dual action polisher, but those are super expensive.
Okay.
They're like $200.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm really quite worked up to that yet.
No, I think
I'm getting a lot of mileage out of my orbital buffer, but again, it comes down to what you want out of it.
When's your birthday?
February.
Oh.
Just passed.
I was going to suggest you should ask for the leaf blower for the birthday.
Where am I going to put that?
In the garage with your car.
It's a New York City garage. Like, not like a private.
When you move back to the suburbs, maybe that'll be like your...
Oh, gosh, I hope that doesn't happen for a while.
Okay, good.
So you got your buffer out, and there are a few things that you can do with this. The first thing is apply the scratch remover, which is good for small swirls and little tiny hairline scratches, nothing huge. If the scratch is big enough that it's broken through the wax and the clear coat and you can see the metal underneath, you need to consult professional help with that.
Okay.
Because that'll rust and you can't just buff that out.
Okay.
Despite what you read on the internet, everything will buff out. It's not true.
Okay. That's good to know.
So the first thing is a scratch remover. So you apply it with your hands onto one of... So when you buy a buffer, it'll usually come with three different...
Covers.
Yeah. Right. That's
like
what they're
called. Basically, like, they're, it's like gauged almost like how sandpaper is gauged.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it'll be up to, you know, a heavy grit.
So you put the scratch remover on and you work in sections because if you do the whole car, then it kind of dries to the car and that's not what you want. So I usually start with hood and then you start front quarter panel and then you do front door because mine's a sedan. So front door and then driver's side front door, driver's side back door, and then that kind of like rear quarter area and then the whole trunk area. And then same way, working up to the front, and after you finish each section, you wipe off the scratch remover with a fresh microfiber towel.
Okay.
And then you do the roof. I do the roof last.
Okay.
For some reason, that's just the way I do it. But I figure there's no runoff when you're
working
with dry
runoff.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So it's more acceptable. So after you do that, you can either skip the step, or depending on how scuffed your car is, you can apply compound. Compound is basically... a lot coarser than scratch remover, so it's for a lot bigger jobs. I don't use Compound very often because it actually does take a small amount of clear coat off at a time. But if the scratches are kind of deep and you want to get rid of it, use Compound. It's the
same
idea.
And do you have any brands that you like?
I use Meguiar's.
Okay.
Is it, how do you pronounce it?
I don't know if it's Meguiar's or what did I say earlier?
Meguiar's.
I think that's what it is, but I might be completely wrong about that.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll ask their PR people, because their PR people are all up in my inbox all of a sudden.
Are they really? Send them my way.
Oh, Jesus. I will. Oh, yeah, no, they've been like crawling at my butt, and I'm like, I don't own a car. I'm not Jalopnik. Like, why are you pitching me? I'm not road and track. Why are you pitching me? Like, but anyway, yeah, I'll ask them, and I'll send them your way. They want to send me product, so
send me product.
Send it to you. You'll use it.
But. Again, working in sections and wipe it off when you're done. Again, wipe it off with a fresh microfiber towel. It's like one use with these microfiber towels. Okay. And after that...
So here's what I want you guys to think of in terms of thinking about switching out your microfibers. I want you to think about everything that you're putting on your car is salmonella.
That's like, how I... Yeah.
Like, you know how after you touch chicken, you have to wash your hands?
That's
and then
the chicken
touch
hand. It's you can't chicken touch hand. Anything
think
else.
Think of it as your salmonella chicken hand and swap it out.
Yeah. Oh,
see, people
and
will remember it now because I made this weird thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. I'm an idiot. All right. So there's one more step that I actually left out in between drying and buffing.
Okay.
Which I'm going to just.
That's okay.
Put in
no,
right
we
here.
Bounce around.
And... Yeah. Okay. So after you dry, you can do the clay bar / spray detailer combo. And so what a clay bar does, if you've never seen one before, it's maybe like 2 inches by 3 inches. It's literally a clay putty bar.
Okay.
And you kind of knead it in your hand so it gets nice and sticky, and you take your bottle of spray wax, because they're usually sold together in a kit, and the spray wax will lubricate the surface, and you use the clay bar to just kind of rub it, kind of like press it into like the size of your palm flat, like a disc shape, and kind of just rub it over the surface of your car. And that takes off the extra fine, really grit that maybe you didn't get off when you were soaping it and when you blew it dry or wiped it dry or anything. That just takes all that extra stuff off. And then you knead it for a little bit so the dirt kind of like kneads its way out. And you press into that shape again, spray the surface that you're wiping, and just kind of work it over your car. It's going to feel weird. It doesn't rub onto the car. It's not supposed to leave a residue or anything. It's just picking up
dirt. It's just picking
dirt.
Up.
Right. And you can use
like
that,
Velcro.
I think. Yeah, basically. And you can use it up to three times.
Listening to you describe this, by the way, is like reading about like a beauty blogger's 10-step Korean skincare routine.
You know, that's a I never thought of it this way, but I actually put more effort in cleaning my car than I do doing my makeup. I don't know whatever
like,
that means.
It really does. It's like then you take your toner and then you have your serum and you press that in.
I don't know how to use any of that stuff. I watch the videos. I don't know how to use any of it.
I'll show you that too.
Okay.
That'll be another show.
So that's the clay bar. You kind of just do that over the length of your car or the entire surface of your car. You can use a clay bar up to three times. That's what they tell you on the box. And I'm like, okay, I'll listen to the instructions. You use it up to three times. But if you drop it on the ground, it's done. You need to throw it out. Like also when you're drying, if you drop a microfiber towel on the ground when you're drying, it's done. You can't use it anymore because it's going to pick up everything that's on the ground and scratch your car.
Right.
So don't drop anything. The ground is lava. If you've dropped something, it's gone forever.
This is good. I love it. We're just terrifying people. You're going to die of salmonella poisoning in a volcano.
You're going to burn. All right. So we finished compounding, which is like fine sandpaper. And my favorite step personally is the waxing. I think it's Meguiar's Gold. It comes in a tin. It's like carnauba?
Carnauba wax.
Carnauba wax, right. And that stuff lasts a while. It's a little pricier. I think it was like... maybe $30. I don't remember exactly when it was. Okay. But it lasts so long.
It lasts
you,
a good one to
yeah.
How often are you waxing your car?
Once every 6 months.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's how long, because again, I don't drive it very often. So it lasts longer. If you drive more, you should probably do it.
Once a quarter?
Yeah, around that. Yeah. You could also use sealant, which I've never used before. A lot of my readers are saying you can try sealant.
Mm-hmm.
I've never experimented with that. I can't speak to it. Okay. But maybe that's also something to look up.
Okay.
But waxing
well, we'll
is...
have you guys come back in the summer.
Yeah.
And talk about more, like, 202, car cleaning 202.
Yeah.
We can talk about sealant and stuff. Maybe you'll have tried it by then.
So my favorite part is waxing because I love to clean things that I can see a visual improvement when I'm done.
Yes.
So when you wax, you actually don't need to wax in sections because you're supposed to let the wax dry a little bit on the car to kind of set, and then you wipe it away. So like they say 10, 15 minutes. So what you do is you take a fresh cover for your buffer and you coat it with wax. Don't put too much, but even so, if you put too much, you can kind of just push it around to other parts of the car.
Yeah.
So you just kind of want to make it so it's a haze over the surface. It's kind of like a wax haze. It's easier if you have a visual. So if you can look up a video of like how to wax a car, mm-hmm. it's really, really good. So you wax
and
the entire car.
Trust me, there are lots and lots and lots of videos.
Yes.
I watched all of them.
I actually waxed the outside of my windows too.
Because
it makes the water beat up. I know there are better ways of doing it. I'm like, one and done. I'm just going to wax windows and everything. So you wax everything on the outside of your car and you let it sit. And while that's doing that, well, the wax is setting, you can start other projects like the interior. So the interior windows, if you use a specialized car window cleaner, just make sure that there's no ammonia in it. Ammonia is very bad because sometimes, actually most times, car windows do come with a tint to them.
Right.
And so ammonia will actually
ammonia
strip that
will
away.
Strip it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's bad. Interior, I usually bring out my personal vacuum because I'm nerdy and I have a really good vacuum.
Yeah.
So you get a good vacuum with really
what
good.
What vacuum do you have?
It's a, because what was that B brand?
Black and Decker?
No.
Bristol?
Braun?
Bissell? Bissell.
Bissell.
Yeah. Bissell. It's a huge vacuum. It doesn't make any sense for my tiny apartment. But I love it so much. So you get a vacuum with good attachment and like good suction.
Okay.
To really get into the nook and crannies. Also with the brush attachment. That's good for the carpets. If your carpets are really heinous, then you should probably get some upholstery cleaner and take them out of the car and like really scrub them down and let them dry overnight or however long it takes.
And actually, for that, you don't need upholstery cleaner. For that, you can use dish soap. So if you if you really want to use dish soap to clean your car, you can use it for your floor mats and your floor carpeting.
Can you use laundry detergent?
Yeah, basically, you can use any kind of soap that you can dilute will be fine.
Yeah.
The real key is that you want to use like a scrub brush,
right?
And really just get in there because the scrub brush is going to dislodge all of the stuff that gets like trapped up in the floor mats.
Right. So that's a side project you can do. For leathers and vinyls on the inside, you can get interior, like automotive interior cleaner, but make sure it's water-based, not silicone, because silicone will actually kind of leave this really gross, greasy sheen on everything, and that attracts more dirt and grit, and also when you sit on it, it like gets on your clothes and makes you slippery for the next hour. That's super annoying. So after the wax is set, you take a fresh microfiber towel and just wipe it, and you will experience the most beautiful sensation you will ever feel in your entire life. Because it'll because the wax will pull a little bit at the towel, but you're leaving this trail of just like glorious shine behind you, and you can there's a difference. It's like desert and then like oasis on one side. It's like a clear line. It's the most amazing thing.
You two should hang out.
I know. I'm like, this is my
way
new
more
house. How is it taking us this long?
I don't know.
I know. We really have a lot in common.
It's like the movie Serendipity where like John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale keep almost crossing paths. And now like you're both finally together in a clean love story.
Back when I was still at Deadspin and Freddie used to frequently come on this podcast, we had talked and actually like not unseriously, like we had talked to Matt Hardegree about it.
Mm-hmm.
We had talked about doing like a Jalopnik Ask a Clean Person podcast together that would be like car talk.
Yeah.
And we were really, really excited about it. Then I left.
But we're doing it now, kind of.
Yeah. So maybe we'll talk off, but like maybe I should come guest on the Jalopnik podcast and we'll talk.
Yeah. About no, totally. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
So that covers waxing. We talked about rims. You can do tire shine if you're like going to a show or whatever.
Yeah.
I think tire shine is so dumb.
Because by the time
you drive 4 feet.
I was going to say, when you drive, then you've undone it.
Basically, yeah. I think that covers everything with
Okay. I mean,
the washing.
That was definitely a lot. So I'm going to make a command decision.
Mm-hmm.
We had other questions, but I think I'm going to spike two of them.
The long one?
I'm going to spike the one about the windows. I think I'm going to spike the one about the car odors. I think I'm going to save those and have Kristen come back.
I was so excited to read Laura's question.
I don't really...
The phrase she uses.
Oh, then read it. Actually, it's a really fast answer. So go ahead and read it, and I'll answer it. It's very fast.
Laura writes, okay, how do I get the smell of hot, sour ass out of my car? 911, I need help. I gag so much. It's like no punctuation.
I knew you
it's
would
great.
Love that so much, Dave.
I love how like casual and informal it is. Like, there's no like, hello, love the show. She's just like, my car smells like hot sour ass. Save me.
Is the hot like the temperature of the car? Because I wasn't aware hot was an odor.
Yeah, hot sour ass is all one. It's just I've heard that description before.
It's the worst jelly bean flavor. Sorry.
I've written about hot sour ass smelling cars for Deadspin. Actually, you can and the art was amazing. It was like as you
big
can
old
imagine.
Ass.
It was a big old ass with a tiny little car coming driving out of it. It was a GIF. Huh. It was animated art. I think Jim Cook did that one.
I was going to say, that sounds like a Jim Cook.
Well, Sam Woolley did most of my art.
Mm-hmm.
And it may have, but I think that one was early, and I think that Jim was still doing my art then. It's a very cute little illo. So I'm gonna first give you the answer that my beloved Deadspin readers gave to the person who asked the question that ran on that site, which was, they said, you should stop smelling like ass.
Fair.
Which I think is fair.
Pro tip.
Get the bad air sponge.
I don't know what that is.
It's called just the bad air sponge. It's a canister odor eliminator. You unscrew the top, but it's a gel. So you can put it in the car, and if it tips over, it's no big deal. You just stick it under the seat. And that's fine. You can also get a charcoal odor eliminator. InnoFresh is a company that I really like. They make car odor absorbers. And if you use the code JolieCleanPerson, all one word, you can get 20% off. That's InnoFresh, InnoFresh.com. And the other thing to suggest is if you want like a spray air odor eliminator, I saw Dave like pounced.
Jolie hates Febreze.
I hate Febreze. Yeah,
as
well. Of course she does.
I knew I was going to be alone.
That's not a real cleaning agent. It's just masking a bad smell with another smell. That's like putting Axe on your body if you haven't washed in 4 days. Doesn't fix the problem.
Why is everybody looking at me?
I love her. Can I take you home? Can I put you in my pocket and take you home? I love you.
That was something I was going to say. I was like, don't like buy the cheap air freshener from the gas station.
Oh, don't buy the tree.
That doesn't do shit.
No, it just makes it smell like ass and
tree.
Ass pine.
Yeah. You're dealing
sour
with the
ass,
symptom.
Hot sour ass pine.
It smells like a forest of sour ass in here.
Okay, so here's the spray that you should use, though. Osium. That's the one that the weed smokers use to take the smell of weed out of their dorm rooms. Yeah, Osium.
Does that work? Because I've never once been to a dorm room where I was like, it kind of smells like, it's either weed or like the faint scent of weed and like Lysol. Like, you can't get rid of a weed smell, can you?
Yeah, Osium. That's the thing. Lysol is really good.
Let's test it out.
Lysol is really good, but it's not as good as Osium. But Osium also, I think, is going to cause us all to have five heads and three eyes.
It sounds like an X-Men as well.
It does sound like Osium. An X-Men.
I feel like you could also just use, depending on how strong the odor is, just like sprinkle some baking soda down and like vacuum it up. Is that bad?
It's not bad. It's just that baking soda isn't actually that good at odor elimination.
I've been fed lies.
It's a little bit of a myth. It's a little bit of a myth, yeah.
Finally, you don't agree on something.
Yeah.
I sense tension now.
Yeah. No,
divide.
She just didn't know. I'm just telling her.
Don't call her dumb. She just
no, I didn't accuse her. She just didn't know.
Why would you say that about her?
David?
It's okay.
Don't make me come over there.
Sorry, I feel left out, so I feel like I have to divide
you
two now.
I know you feel left out.
That's all
tell.
It is. It's just a childish reaction, and I apologize.
All right, so listen. On that note, I think this is a good time for us to wrap up. We've got... So we literally have an entire other episode that we didn't even get to. So Kristen, we're going to make you come back.
Yeah, no problem.
This is really fun. I'm Like, I'm beside myself. I'm so excited.
I want to find out where you parked your car and just stand around there with my keys.
It's being guarded. Just... It's being guarded. Being guarded by my garage people, and I made sure to give them extra money this Christmas.
I was gonna say, I bet she tips really well.
I tip them.
Yep.
Kristen, girl, hey, it's Dave from the podcast. Watch me juggle these forks next to your car.
That's when you throw it, when I throw bowling balls.
All right, guys, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. Thank you so much to Kristen Lee of Jalopnik for joining us. Dave, you're okay. And of course, thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.